To know that you know, act as if you do. You mentioned something about that in book one also. Yes, a good place to start here would be to recap what's gone before in the previous teaching. And you just happen to be asking the right questions, allowing me to summarize in short form at the beginning of this book. The information we discussed in prior material in some detail. Now, in book one, we talked about the be do have paradigm and how most people have it reversed. Most people believe if they have a thing, more time, money, love, whatever, then they can finally do a thing. Write a book, take up a hobby, go on vacation, buy a home, undertake a relationship, which will allow them to be a thing, happy, peaceful, content, or in love. In actuality, they are reversing the be-do-have paradigm. In the universe, as it really is, as opposed to how you think it is, havingness does not produce beingness, but the other way around. First, you be the thing called happy, or knowing, or wise, or compassionate, or whatever. Then you start doing things from this place of beingness, and soon, you discover that what you're doing winds up bringing you the things you've always wanted to have. The way to set this creative process, and that's what this is, the process of creation into motion, is to look at what it is you want to have. Ask yourself what you think you would be if you had that thing, that. Then go right straight to being. In this way, you reverse the way you've been using the be-do-have paradigm. In actuality, set it right and work with rather than against the creative power of the universe. Here is a short way of stating this principle. In life, you do not have to do anything. It is all a question of what you are being. This is one of three messages I will touch on again at the end of our dialogue. I will close the book with it. For now, and to illustrate this, think of a person who just knows that if he could only have a little more time, a little more money, or a little more love, he would be truly happy. He does not get the connection between his not being very happy right now and his not having the time, money, or love he wants. That's right. On the other hand, the person who is being happy seems to have time to do everything that's really important, all the money that's needed, and enough love to last a lifetime. He finds he has everything he needs to be happy by being happy to begin with. Exactly. Deciding ahead of time what you choose to be produces that in your experience. To be or not to be, that is the question. Precisely, happiness is a state of mind. And like all states of mind, it produces itself in physical form. There is a statement for a refrigerator magnet. All states of mind produce themselves. But how can you be happy to begin with, or be anything you are seeking to be? More prosperous, for instance, or more loved, if you are not having what you think you need in order to be that. act as if you are, and you will draw it to you. What you act as if you are, you become. In other words, fake it until you make it. Something like that, yes. Only you can't really be faking. Your actions have to be sincere. Everything you do, do out of sincerity, or the benefit of action is lost. That is not because I won't reward you. God does not reward and punish, as you know. But natural law requires the body, mind, and spirit to be united in thought, word, and action, or the process of creation to work. You cannot fool your mind. If you are insincere, your mind knows it. And that's that. You just ended any chance that your mind can help you in the creative process. ここまででした。